Yesterday, Xiaoji explained the third question. Xiaoji answered the third question among the 14 questions about Satipatthana from both theory and practice. And today is the turn to answer the fourth question. So it is asked that even though if sati is mentioned, one can get the desired meaning, but what it means to put the term patthana and what patthana means. Without patthana, sati means ordinary sati. So there are the remembering things such as being mindful of the characteristics and being mindful of the panyati concept. And they are also remembering about the past, remembering about the future, being mindful of the mental images. So these are just ordinary form of sati, ordinary mindfulness. The ordinary mindfulness rarely sees the true nature or the characteristics. One should be mindful of the presently arising object as soon as the object arises, so as to stick onto the characteristic of the nama rupa. Only the kind of mindfulness that sticks onto the characteristic of nama rupa will lead to samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. Ordinary form of sati cannot coincide with the characteristics, and there will not be atta pachaka, there will not be direct experiential knowledge, and it will just be imaginary. And in the four wheels of objects, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, the mindfulness should stick onto the object that is most obvious in order to discern the characteristics. And in order to mention the mindfulness that sticks onto the characteristic of the nama rupa, patthana is used. Because as the mindfulness that sticks on every arising object, the sustained mindfulness, the special mindfulness that is sustained on the object is mentioned by using the word patthana. So sati does not here mean ordinary form of mindfulness, but by using the term patthana together with sati, it implies that it is the outstanding mindfulness that is sustained, firmly steady on the object, sticking onto the object. And patthana is used to mean that kind of mindfulness. And the fifth question is, what is the meaning of pa and thana? When the two terms pa and thana are combined together, what meaning patthana brings? And if sati can be combined with thana together without the pa, to say it as sati thana, whether it is possible or not, and what it means by combining the two words, sati and patthana. When the mindfulness sticks onto the object, There are many ways of sticking on the object. There is the kind of mindfulness that sticks just like when two pieces of item are sticking together. In the beginning of the practice, when viriya effort has not gained momentum yet, the aiming, directing is not as yet good, and the mindfulness sticking on the object is not good yet. It is not good quality mindfulness yet. But it is quite okay as long as the noting mind sticks onto the object. So when rising of the abdomen takes place, one should make the effort in noting so that mindfulness sticks onto the rising. When falling takes place, one should note it with effort so that the noting mind sticks onto the falling. And also in the other activities, one should be noting with aim and effort. And in the walking meditation, one should focus one's mind on the foot. And when lifting takes place, one should note it with effort so that mindfulness sticks onto the lifting. When moving takes place, one should note it so that the mindfulness will stick onto the moving. And when placing the foot, one should note with effort so that the mindfulness sticks onto the placing. So in this way, whatever new object arises, one should note with effort so that mindfulness sticks onto the object. As the mindfulness sticks onto the object, every time new object arises, sati, mindfulness, becomes good quality mindfulness. And there should be outstanding quality mindfulness. So the word patthana is used in order to mention that the mindfulness is not just ordinary, but it should be outstanding mindfulness. So when noting the object, the mind should be concurrent, direct with the object. And in order to define the outstanding mindfulness, the word patthana is used. So as there is the word, extra word patthana has been used to mean the extra meaning that it should be outstanding mindfulness. When two pieces of item are sticking to each other with the use of glue, so when the two pieces are glued together, these two pieces become one, sticking to each other. But when the glue dries, the two pieces of item will fall apart and they will not be sticking together. So the two pieces of item sticking together with the glue is not does not have much assurance. So the other kind of sticking two pieces of item together, such as screwing onto the two pieces in order to make two become one, it lasts longer. So when two pieces of items are nailed together or screwed together, two pieces become one and they are sticking together as the nail or the screw are pierced into both pieces of items. In this way, the two items will be in intact and they will be sticking to each other more firmly. So in the word batana, ba mentions that they are firmly, the mindfulness is firmly sticking onto the object. There are different kinds of mindfulness, ordinary form of mindfulness, the mindfulness that is little more than ordinary, and the mindfulness that is outstandingly good quality. In the word satipatthana, pa means outstandingly good quality, outstandingly extraordinary quality, mindfulness. In order to have the outstanding extraordinary quality mindfulness, one needs the other mental factors that are supporting it. One should know the benefits of satipatthana practice, that satipatthana practice is one and only sure way to purify the mind. And one should be mindful of the object. One should be mindful of the presently arising object within the four fields of objects: kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma. If the person is just noting ordinarily, then there will just be ordinary mindfulness. So one should have the faith and confidence that satipatthana is something that has great benefit. One's faith and confidence should not just be ordinary, but one should have strong faith and confidence. And one should have the strong desire to gain the benefits of satipatthana practice. For example, if a person is very thirsty, he or she will have the strong desire to get a drink. Only if he or she gets the drink, his or her thirst will be quenched. In the same way, by understanding the benefits of satipatthana practice, one should have the strong desire to gain these benefits. Having strong desire to gain the benefits, one is willing to give up the sensual pleasure. One has the courage to give up the sensual pleasure that is insignificant in order to gain the Dhamma pleasure. So one should be willing to give up something small in order to gain something that is bigger. In the same way, one should be willing to give up the sensual pleasure in order to gain the Dhamma happiness. And while practicing, also, while practicing, while listening to the Dhamma talk, while practicing, also, one should have the patience, forbearance, and one should have the courage. One should have the courage to give up sleep during the practice. In order to note every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, continuously, one should have the courageous effort so that mindfulness will stick onto the object. One should be active, alert, ready in noting. And whatever one is mindful, one should be mindful of it. And if one comes up with difficulties, one should not withdraw from the practice when encountering difficulties. So in this way, noting with courageous effort, having these mental strength, the mindfulness will become outstanding, extraordinary quality mindfulness. So one needs these mental strength, which are the foundation to cultivate outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness. And being endowed with these mental strength, which are the foundation, one's mindfulness will become outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness within a very short time. In the word patthana, patthaditi patthana, meaning that the mindfulness that sticks onto the presently arising object is patthana. Pa is defined as upatthati, meaning sticking onto the present object. In the beginning of the practice, one should start noting few objects, such as in the sitting meditation, noting the objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, without missing, without failing, asserting effort in the noting. In the beginning, when the person is not skillful yet, at times the noting mind sticks onto the object. At times one misses or fails to note the object. At times the noting mind slips away from the object, and at times the mind wanders. At times the noting mind sticks onto the object. So each moment of mindfulness sticking on the object is precious. As the person becomes skillful in the noting, just as the saying goes, practice makes perfect, the noting becomes perfect as the person becomes skillful. When rising arises, the mindfulness sticks onto it. When falling takes place, the mindfulness sticks onto it. And in the walking, the noting mind should stick onto the lifting, moving, and placing. Every time one lifts the foot, every time one moves the foot, every time one places the foot. And also when standing, one should be mindful of the standing, noting standing, and turning, one should be mindful of the turning. The noting mind should stick onto the turning. And when one becomes skillful in noting, one can note every object, such as bending, stretching, turning, even the minute details such as opening and closing of the eyes and blinking. And the mindfulness will become sticking onto the object, just as when two pieces of items are sticking together, when they are glued together, but it has not got to the stage of sticking, like when two pieces of items are nailed or screwed together. So one needs to practice so that the mindfulness should stick onto the object as if two pieces of items are nailed or screwed together. Ogandetwa bhavatati, meaning that the mindfulness should pierce into the object as if entering into the object. And mindfulness should be continuous. Preceding mindfulness and succeeding mindfulness should be continuous without no gaps in between. So just as the various objects arise continuously one after another, in the same way, mindfulness should follow every arising object one after another. As one notes the rising and falling of the abdomen with effort, the mindfulness sticks onto the object as if two pieces of items are glued together, but it is not as yet strong. But the mindfulness should be in such a way of agandetwa, meaning the mindfulness should pierce and enter the object. The mindfulness should reach the object. The mindfulness should enter the object. meaning that it should not be superficial. It should not just be on the surface, but it should enter the object. So when noting the object with aim and effort, the mindfulness sticks to the object as if like entering the object. And every time the rising and falling of the abdomen takes place, the mindfulness sticks onto the object as if the mindfulness enter the object. And that should be pavadati. The mindfulness should arise continuously, one after another, like a stream of current. The preceding mindfulness and the succeeding mindfulness should be continuous. And whatever the object arises, whatever there are various objects arising one after another, but sati, mindfulness, should be unique and being mindful in the same manner. So whatever the object arises, one should note in such a way so that sati, mindfulness, should be continuous. So it is the meaning of pa. The mindfulness should enter the object, being sustained firmly on the object. And there are various kinds of speed. There are slow speed, normal speed, fast speed, outstanding speed. But when noting, it should not be normal speed. It should not be slow speed or it should not be normal speed. It says that pakhandetva pavadati, the noting mind should rush into the object in great momentum. Only if the noting mind rushes towards the object in great momentum, in fast speed, then the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary mindfulness. In the word patati, pa has a special meaning. The meaning of pa is busata viseta, the extraordinary, outstanding. Pa means extraordinary. Pa means outstandingly extraordinary. So pakhandana, in order to rush into the object, it should not be ordinary. It should not just be normally outstanding, but it should be extraordinarily outstanding. And pakhandetva, meaning the mind should rush into the object. One should be ready, and as soon as the object arises, the noting mind should rush into the object. One should not be slow. One should not be cold or sluggish. One should not be gazing, daydreaming. But one should always be alert, active, ready in the noting. As soon as the object arises, the mindfulness should rush into the object so that the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary. So the sati, mindfulness, should not just be ordinary, but it should rush into the object so that the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary. The noting mind should rush into the object in an urgent manner so that the noting mind will catch and grab hold of the object. In order to rush the mind onto the object in an urgent manner, there is no time for thinking. If one is thinking what it is, why is it, how is it, then the person will not be able to note the object in time. One will fail to note the object, rushing the mind onto it. So there should not be thinking. There is no other thing that is more urgent than noting the object, rushing the mind onto the object urgently. And in noting, one should not be flippant, but one should rush the mind onto the object. As soon as the object arises, the noting mind should rush towards the object, and in order to do so, there should be ardent effort in noting the object. So one should consider whether one is cold, sluggish, or lazy. If one is cold, sluggish, or lazy, one will not be able to rush the noting mind onto the object, and thus his or her mindfulness will not be outstandingly extraordinary. So during the practice, one should make the effort in noting the object so that the mindfulness should be outstandingly extraordinary. In order to cultivate outstandingly extraordinary mindfulness, there is the nearest cause or the proximate cause. And Buddha mentioned it as atapi. One should have ardent effort in order to cultivate extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness. So when the object arises, one should not be cold or sluggish or slow in noting. One should be ardent. One should have the ardent effort in noting. As much there is ardent effort in the noting, the more the mindfulness will become outstandingly extraordinary. So one should examine oneself whether one has this ardent effort in noting, whether one's mindfulness is outstandingly extraordinary. And if one has not cultivated that kind of quality mindfulness, one should make the ardent effort in the noting so that yogi's mindfulness will become outstandingly extraordinary. And this will be all for today. Saraji will continue tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu. Imaya dhammanu dhamma patipatiya bodham bujemi. Imaya dhammanu dhamma patipatiya dhammam bujemi. Imaya dhammanu dhamma patipatiya sangam bujemi. Adha imaya patipataya chara marinama parimoche sami. Idano bonyam asavakaya vaham hodu. Idano bonyam nibbanasa pacheyo hodu. Imam no bonya bhagam sabbasadhanam vibhajema. Sabbe sadda imam bonya bhagam labhitva sukhita bhavantu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu.